3, 2, 3.
Barack Obama touches down in Saudi Arabia. In Egypt, they can't wait to hear what our president has to say. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. We'll talk about that, and we'll talk about a couple of other things, including the nut in Iran, Ahmadinejad. They say he could lose an election. Can you imagine? Be the best thing that could happen, I think, to Iran, which is a key player in that puzzle called the Middle East and the chaos that could ensue if he continues on. In the meantime, though, closer to home, the GM bankruptcy, the rippling or crippling effects it's had across the United States, I think you'll continue to see shoes drop across America, parts companies, dealerships, etc. And yes, this is now about rebuilding, but what does it mean when the government has a 60% stake in this game? Well, Lamar Alexander was on Morning Joe, and I thought he had some interesting ideas about what really should be happening with GM instead of the direction it's going in now. Here's the first thing he talked about why this is such a bloody mess.
Mr. Henderson, Mr. Fritz Henderson, who is the Chief Executive Officer of General Motors.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chairman, Senator Hutchinson. I welcome this opportunity to testify today. It's our obligation to be open and transparent in all we do to reinvent General Motors, particularly with the American taxpayer as our single largest investor. Before I explain why and how we go about restructuring and consolidating our dealer network, I want to talk about the human story behind our plans. Our actions have forever changed the lives of people, families, and whole communities. For our dealers, they are valued partners, friends, and the face of GM to our customers. Personally and professionally, I feel strong, deep ties to dealers. I personally have worked at dealerships in my summer in college, my father 39 years calling on Buick dealers, my brother 25 years. It's in my family. Through my career over my career, I visited dealers in 48 countries around the world, including the United States. I've walked their stores, I've shared stories with them, I've had dinner with them, and we've celebrated their success in good times and dealt with bad times together. I don't see dealers as dots on the map or lines on a spreadsheet. They're members of the larger GM family, which makes this process so heart-wrenching for me and for the corporation. A dealer closing is as painful as a plant closing, but we have no choice. We're all being called upon to sacrifice in order to build a stronger, more viable General Motors. This is our last chance to get it right, to fix permanently those parts of the business that have diverted us from consistently matching.
All right, so that was Fritz Henderson. Instead, he is the CEO of General Motors, the new guy, and you heard him say, this is our chance to get it right. Yeah, whatever. He was certainly reading off a statement as he was on the Hill. Now for the juicy stuff, Senator Lamar Alexander, Republican from Tennessee, was on Morning Joe, as I was mentioning. And I thought he hit the nail on the head, baby. He talked about what's going to happen. We're talking about that 60 to 90 days. And then, of course, ultimately talking about the government having 60%, a chunk of GM and what that means. But I like his thoughts on pushing it away. Here's what he said.
Well, I don't know if that's true or not, but what I think we ought to do is as soon as there's a new General Motors, which ought to be 60 or 90 days, is to give all the stock to everybody who paid taxes in April. That's about 150 million shareholders, and we'll see what the marketplace thinks it's worth. Get it out of Washington into the hands of individual investors. The government owns 60%. The Union Trust Fund owns 20%. Canada owns 12%. The bondholders own 10%. So if you put 60% out among the people, you'll build a fan base, kind of like the Green Bay Packers. And second, you'll get it all out of Washington. I mean, you know what's going to happen. Congressmen are going to be causing the president of General Motors to drive his hybrid car to Washington to talk about hiring your grandmother, what kind of car you're going to have, what are you going to paint it, where are you going to buy your engine. They're not going to be having time to make any cars, so their best chance for success is declare a stock dividend, get it all out of here into the hands of the people whose money it is. Well, it already was there with General Motors. I mean, the whole situation for the last 30 or 40 years has been the big three and UAW haven't really had any competition, and that's why they have a problem. Suddenly, in came the foreign car makers. But the best way to get rid of that or the perception of that is as long as the government owns 60% of the stock of General Motors, and you have a Democratic administration in power and a Democratic Congress, people are going to suspect that the unions run the company. Get it out of here. Put 60% in the hands of 150 million taxpayers and let it be in the marketplace. And that's the best antidote to having one block of union leaders control it.
Well, of course that's right. But the UAW and General Motors already had a partnership. I mean, I was governor when the Saturn plant came to Tennessee 25 years ago. General Motors didn't run it. It was a UAW-General Motors partnership. And they sat right down next to a Nissan plant that's run by former Ford Motor Company executives, and it was non-union, side by side. Nissan's had the most productive automobile plant in North America many times during the last 25 years, and Saturn's had trouble. So I'm glad for the union to have it say that it already does in any Detroit company. And I think it's better to get the ownership out of Washington. It's going to take 5 years to get this stock out of Washington unless you just give it to the taxpayer this year.
All right, so I thought he said some great things because absolutely, make us all shareholders. Forget this. Have 150 million shareholders. He's right. Just like the Green Bay Packers, it's the fans who own a chunk of the team. Because you have to get some of this control away from governmental regulations. It's craziness. 5 years turning this around, forget about it. He's right. It's a lot of interference that will not make this go smooth. I think it's going to be really tough for GM to turn around, period, as it is. I mean, maybe I'm wrong. I looked at some of the sales figures, and they were actually up for the month of April. But when you have all these dealerships that are going to be closed and all these people that are going to be out of work, and then you're trying to flip around the attitudes of what kind of vehicle you're building, and now 60% of the company is in the hands of the government, oof. You see the chaos at times that we have at the Capitol, right, on the Beltway? Now that's going to be part of GM's headache and nightmare. Not that I feel any, I'm crying any crocodile tears for them because they were living high off the hog and ignoring what was on the balance sheet year after year after year. I mean, the red flags were there. This just didn't happen overnight that they got in this desperate situation and had to stand in line for the handouts. But I love Lamar Alexander's idea of what could be done, and what could be done is just get it out of the bureaucracy. It makes complete sense to me. How about you? I'm going to say that. I'm going to say, yeah, give us a stake in this. And then guess what? Then we would be interested in buying GM cars, wouldn't we? If we all had a little tiny stake in it? Absolutely. Not that I think there's any chance of that happening, but I like the suggestion. I mean, right now, the way things go in Washington, there's too much on the plate, let alone dealing with the GM situation. Coming up on the flip side, of course, Osama bin Laden releases a tape and tells America to be ready for revenge against U.S. policy. What does that mean? And we'll jaw about it on the flip side here on America Tonight.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look.
and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold, hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
If you've always wanted to experience the amazing benefits from using oil of oregano, the time to act is now. With so many places to choose from, where can you be 100% certain you're getting the highest quality oil for your dollar? The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com brings you ultra-pure, non-diluted oil of oregano with 80% or better carvacrol. PureBulk.com also carries over 120 nutritional products, including atomic iodine, amino acids, herbal extracts, and heart health, all made with no fillers, additives, or fancy packaging, saving you 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. With each order, PureBulk.com will send you 1 dram of atomic iodine, a 150-day supply, absolutely free. Just enter promotional code IODINE at website checkout. Visit PureBulk.com, that's PureBulk.com, or call 406-251-3270, 406-251-3270 today.
Get past the beef, get past the shit, man. Get on time, get on time, get on. I want to get on your good foot. Get on your good foot.
All right, we're going to go from Bin Laden to the Vatican, but first Bin Laden. I mentioned this as we were trailing off to go pay some bills. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Osama Bin Laden threatening Americans, and oh, yes, a new audio tape that was released on Wednesday. Of course it was released on Wednesday because Obama's in the Middle East. And he's stirring the pot of hatred. This time, the message is this. By ordering Pakistan to crack down on militants in the Swat Valley and to block Islamic law there, this is more U.S. pressure. He's claiming the U.S. pressure led to that campaign of killing and fighting and bombing and destruction, that it was our fault as to what happened in Pakistan. The United States' fault. And it was released on Al Jazeera television around the same time that Obama's plane, how ironic, touched down in Saudi Arabia at the start of his Middle East visit. Because, of course, he's trying to repair, at least the thought is, the relationship with the Muslim world. Obama is. And is the audio, because really the video is just a static still shot, but is the audio authentic? It seems that it is. Specifically, what the tape said is this, and I'm going to let you hear the quote. It's, elderly people, children, and women fled their homes, lived in tents as refugees. After they had lived in dignity in their homes, let the American people be ready to reap what the White House leaders have sown. Obama and his administration have sown new seeds to increase hatred and revenge on America. The number of these seeds is equal to the number of displaced people from Swat Valley, which, of course, is thousands upon thousands of people. So Pakistan's military offensive, of course, to expel the Taliban was launched, what, in April, after the militants abandoned a peace deal with the government that gave them control of the area. And that's what happened. So will bin Laden's message reverberate with anybody? This was followed just hours after al-Zawahiri criticized Obama's upcoming speech to the Islamic world, of course, in Cairo, saying it's not going to change the blood messages that the U.S. military is sending Muslims in American wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. And, of course, al-Zawahiri is the deputy to Osama bin Laden. But here's what I care about. What does that mean to us? What does that mean to Americans here, living here in the United States? Of course, Americans abroad, but Americans here, you living in New Jersey or Illinois or Kentucky or Texas or Connecticut or Minnesota or wherever. We haven't had an attack, since we've had things happen, but we haven't had an attack since 9/11. What ultimately happens in the latter part of this year, will we see, you know, because I hate to even go there, but are we going to see something happen? Is there going to be some kind of a lapse, bridge, tunnels, whatever it is? I mean, is there some buildup here? Or no, are intelligence folks stopping stuff, even the homegrown nonsense, like we saw in New York with the four guys who were going to blow up a synagogue and we're going to try to shoot a military plane down and all that sort of stuff? And there was an informant. But notice, when you have the informants, where are they infiltrating? The mosque. Because that's what's happening. Even in the United States, that's where a lot of this is going on. Just like in England, that's what's happened in England. And it is what it is. It doesn't mean all the media, it doesn't mean everything completely is funneled through this way, but a lot of it is. So when you have an audio tape that they're authenticating, where you have the man who was the most successful at killing the most Americans on U.S. soil saying, hey, America, you better be ready to strap it on because some revenge is coming your way for what's happening with your government and how they're treating the Middle East, what they're doing in Pakistan, and what's happening in Iraq and Afghanistan. Are these just idle threats to most of us? Are we sick of, there's bin Laden and Al Jazeera, and the only thing we think about is how infuriating it is that we have not captured Osama bin Laden? Or should we take some of this to heart and think, well, maybe there's more to this. Maybe there is something going on that they're trying to piece together to harm American citizens. See, I think bottom line is, and that's why that whole situation with the memos infuriated me, you have to decide where you're at on this. No, we don't want to be terrorists, and we don't want to torture people, and we're the United States of America, the greatest country in the face of the earth. We are a free and democratic nation, and we want the right to argue and disagree with our own nutballs and all that sort of stuff. But the bottom line is, at what cost freedom? And you have to decide that. At what point is the breaking point? At what point will you're screaming and ranting and saying, oh, it's outrageous what's happening and I can't believe it, and the detainees should be right here and processed on our soil? And yeah, I mean, you know the arguments, because we talk about it all the time on America Tonight. How safe do you want to be? All you have to do is talk to somebody who works for the CIA or the FBI, and we've done that in the past on America Tonight. And we'll do it again. We'll do it in the next couple of weeks to give you a sense of what ultimately is really happening, particularly in the Middle East. Because all things stem from there anyway, that there is the heavy concern over. And of course there's heavy concern, because how do you stop a group of people, whether they're a gigantic organization or a medium or even just small? How do you stop an organization where you cannot negotiate? What is negotiable with somebody who wants to end your way of life? Nothing. There's nothing that I can think of. Now, the one thing that could be done would have to be done by the various countries there, and that's the problem. Nobody wants anything to do with the Taliban, certainly, or Al-Qaeda. They want to distance themselves. Any peaceful people want to distance themselves and governments as far away as they can and not have to worry, right? That's why you see the problem in Pakistan, because of the infiltration of the Taliban into certain organizations. So how do you do how do you change this around? How do you negotiate? Well, you can't negotiate with terrorists. You can't do it. So you have to stop the recruitment. How do you stop the recruitment into that organization? Well, then you have to infiltrate the organization, right? You have to gain the trust and figure out a way and, first of all, stop any threats. But you have to reach the young men because it's mostly men. I mean, if it's women, fine, same thing. But, of course, we're really talking about men, young boys, who are disillusioned, who had crappy things happen to them, who have no money, who have, you know, that extreme poverty and hatred, and it just wells up in them. And, of course, they're a perfect target. It's like anybody for when you talk about people being brainwashed and how do they get so vulnerable and they get in a position where they're brainwashed with a religion, a made-up religion or a whatever. And how does Jim Jones get people to believe in him and then ultimately they literally drink the Kool-Aid and die? How does somebody get that much power and how do they gain their trust? Well, you're talking about people who feel like they have nothing to live for, people who are disillusioned with their government, their way of life, their circumstances, whatever. And ultimately, that's what you have to do. So does a speech by the President of the United States in Egypt help? Maybe. But does it cut or stop the recruitment to the people who would like to see Americans dead? And I'd say no. And that's why I believe it's so infuriating when people freak out about the CIA and some of the things that have happened, because you have to decide. You can't have it both ways. I'm not suggesting that we are terrorists or we do terroristic things, but there is going to be things that happen certainly within the walls of the CIA that Americans can't know, right? Or do you think we should be completely transparent? It'd be interesting to see the comment by Obama about his administration is going to be so transparent. Let's see where that is. In fact, I'm marking this down in my book. Let's see after this Middle East trip where we are 3 months from now, 4 months from now, heading into the next year. Let's see how far that goes. Let's see what happens as far as this transparency is concerned. Stick with us. On the flip side, we'll tell you more about that Air France flight and ultimately what the latest is there. That's next.
Fichez-vous, Manu.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Wouldn't you love to be a lucky parent who's proud of your child's grades? Well, now you can turn poor grades around to A's, even when they're failing. Call right now for a free copy of the Top 10 Secrets to Improving Grades.
Hello, I'm Dan Basmajan. During my 20 years as an educator, the kids with failing grades were sent to me. I discovered that bad grades don't come from bad or lazy kids. They come from kids who are overwhelmed by everything they have to learn. That's why I created The Simple Way to an A. This system shows kids how to learn and how to ace every test. It's so easy, your teenager will earn better grades in 30 days guaranteed and become the happy, confident kid you know they can be.
For a limited time, Dan is offering all parents a free copy of his Top 10 Secrets to Improving Grades. Call now so we can send them to you absolutely free. Call 888-849-6863. That's 888-849-6863. Call 888-849-6863.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head? The room was completely black. I hugged her and she hugged back. Like the sailor said, quote, ain't that a hole in the boat? My head keeps spinning. I go to sleep and keep grinning. If this is just the beginning, my life is gonna be beautiful. I've sunshine enough to spread. It's just like that fella said.
Ain't that a kick in the head? It is to the Vatican. Vatican upset that people aren't confessing their sins. Hey, everybody, welcome to America Tonight, the show for those with ADD. That means just about everybody. What, 95% of us at least? And the other 5% just won't admit it. So the Vatican is saying that the Catholics aren't confessing their sins. And they're confusing psychologists' couch, perhaps, for a confessional booth. The arch... Crank it up. That's right. It's not a hallelujah moment for the Catholics anyway, though. The Archbishop Muro Pacenza has told Vatican Radio that the Sacrament of Penance has been experiencing a deep crisis for decades, and fewer people distinguish between good and evil, and as a result, they don't go to confession. So they don't have a sense of sin, and they confuse confession with the couch of the people who are psychologists or psychiatrists. Speaking of that, we're going to have the ATN head shrinker on, Judith Barr, coming up on our next show. We'll have to ask her, does she feel like she's getting all the Catholics who aren't going to the confessional? They're going to publish a handbook on confession to drum up enthusiasm among Catholics. They're publishing that this year. I don't know. I mean, that's the whole idea, isn't it? That you confess your sins, you clean yourself of the burdens, whatever. And maybe there is something to that. People aren't distinguishing as much, at least in that religion, between good and evil. Or maybe they don't, the general population feels like they want to go to church, go in and out, and then that's it, and they don't want to have to be somewhere, and they don't have to go to a confessional and confess the sacrament of reconciliation. And a lot of people that are Catholic think that's one of the great things about being Catholic, that it's a way to unburden yourself. That's the difference between some of the Protestant religions. But when people go into the confessional booth, they say, "Bless me, Father, it's been decades since my last confession." And so, because they can't lie. So maybe that's the other thing. They're too embarrassed to go back because they don't want to say how long it's been. Hey, when we started off the show, we were talking about Obama being in Cairo. Now, that speech hasn't taken place yet, but it's going to. So President Obama in Egypt, and a lot of people anxious to hear what he has to say in the speech. And, of course, we know some of the things he's talked about. He's going to try to broker the whole peace thing between the Palestinians and the Israelis. That's one thing. Also, Iran and the nukes and the current state of the Muslim faithful and how the United States has many people of the Muslim faith. He will throw that out there and make some comparisons, I'm sure. We'll have all of that for you on America Tonight. I mentioned that we would give you an update on that Air France disaster, and they're finding more and more of the debris from that. But still, to get the black box is the key. Trying to find out at least what the last moments were and figure out what happened. They know that electronically something went wrong on the plane. You know, why would these experienced pilots fly it straight into the weather that they were flying into, where everybody else went hundreds of miles out of their way to stay away from that area? It doesn't seem to make sense to anybody. And the black box might answer a few of those questions. The problem is it's buried. It's emitting a signal, but it's so far down in the ocean. They have got to get somebody down there to try to retrieve it, and the signal only goes for 30 days. So if they don't get to the box in time, they lose that information. You know, they won't get that information. They won't be able to get to it because of where it is in this mountainous area, and that's how they describe it on the bottom of the ocean. It's way, way too deep. I hope they get to it. They actually had a memorial service at Notre Dame for the people on that plane. The Air France plane was going from Rio de Janeiro to Paris. So you've got military planes flying all over the place, finding new forms of debris from Flight 447. They're trying to focus on what could only be described, I'm sure, as a nightmarish ordeal, because the jet broke up over the Atlantic as it was flying through, at least appears to be that, through a pretty violent storm. But the problem with that violent storm is because of the weather, it's delayed that deep water submersibles that's coming to them. It's delayed the arrival of them so that they can't get to the black box, because it's particularly rugged, as I was just describing to you, in that area. The only thing they know is that the pilot had that manual signal deal at 11 o'clock in the evening, and he was flying through an area of CBs, what would be called black electronically charged clouds that come with those winds and lightning. So the satellite data has shown that towering thunderheads were sending 100-mile-an-hour winds into the jet's path at the time. And that's when the problems began. According to the autopilot, it disengaged, the computer system switched to alternative power, the controls needed to keep the plane stable were damaged, there was an alarm. So they know about that. Obviously, there were electronical problems, but maybe they would learn a little bit more with the black box. Tomas is listening to us in the great state of Michigan. Hey, Tomas, how are you?
Well, I'm just learning a lot, you know, that under this Obama administration. For example, President Obama today said that we are one of the largest Muslims, you know, states as far as population.
Uh-huh.
And, so there's a really funny cartoon by this guy named Ramirez, you know, and he's got mm-hmm. Obama speaking to, you know, some sheikh of Saudi Arabia, and he says, if you actually took the number of Muslim Americans, we'd be one of the largest Muslim countries in the world. And he says, yeah, right after Indonesia and Pakistan and India and Bangladesh and Turkey and Egypt and Iran and China and Ethiopia, Algeria, Morocco, Afghanistan, Sudan, Iraq, Russia, Saudi Arabia, Ghana, Tunisia, Azerbaijan, Kazakhstan, Burkina Faso, Tajikistan. Well, I mean, how do you make a mistake like that? You know?
It's just, it's those broad strokes. It's what pulls people in because you know what he's trying to do. He's trying to say, look, we got a nation full of Muslims, too. We love you. Don't mistake what's happened in the past for how we feel about the community now. But you're right. It is, it's certainly, we don't have the biggest population of Muslims, there's no question, and that's why that cartoon is rather funny. But that's what the whole idea is. You know what it's called, schmoozing, brother. You know that. That's what he's doing.
Yeah. Well, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if we found that the black box already. We're just not telling anybody. Because
ooh,
if somebody... Yeah, there's a group out there that, you know, wants to take... wants to talk about it on the Internet or something like that. You know, they might get really pissed off if they don't get the credit. So sometimes they'll play games like that because in my days in Fort Meade, we did things like that. So anyway. But anyway, it's good to hear from you. And, you know,
thanks for the call,
opportunity.
Brother.
Yeah, you know, keep at it. You know? And, hey, do you have a website where people can go to a chat room or something like that?
Yeah, go to americatonight.net. If you go on there, you'll find a chat. It's hooked on there. Tomas, thank you. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. Okay, so as I said, Obama began his Middle East trip yesterday in the place where Islam began. And that's it. And then his speech, of course, is in Cairo today. It'll be heard around the world, including, check this out, instant text messaging of the address in four languages. They've got special links on some of the social networking sites, and that's going to facilitate the live broadcast, obviously, as well. But what Tomas said, he's right, it is pretty funny. But the comments, of course, are intended to make the people that are out there listening to the speech feel welcome and embraced by the United States. And certainly George Bush didn't have that relationship with the starting of the war in Iraq, etc. And he did with the Saudi princes, but he didn't with the people in the Middle East. And Obama, of course, does, and Obama immediately goes to the roots of the Muslim religion, even though he is practicing, I suppose, at least we certainly saw that on the campaign trail, practicing Christian, right? 800-259-5791. You can throw in your two cents on anything we're talking about here on ATN. We'll be right back.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at MaineMilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods, $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters, $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks, $20. Trigger finger gloves, $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $48 a dozen, and so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MaineMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest and dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
And I know you're speaking of me. Fascinating thing. Gets beside me.
Dale is listening to us in Illinois. Hey, Dale, you have the floor. What's happening in your world?
Well, it's I'm troubled tonight. Kate, you mentioned that they can't have it both ways. Mm-hmm. This administration wants it both ways.
I know, and that's the problem, isn't it?
The other day in Henry Waxman's environmental committee, he was ready to vote this bill to the floor without having read the bill. And Representative Barton asked him if he'd read the bill, and he said, no, I believe everything that's in it. So he... very smartly brought in a speed reader to try to read the bill. Mm-hmm. Now, he thought it was pretty funny. We don't think it's very funny out here in the heartland.
No, I agree.
And he had this little smirk on his face. You can't tell whether the guy's smiling or not because of his goddarn nose. Kate, buy that guy a bed sheet or something so he can blow it. And out in California with his vote on the homosexual issues, the court has rules that, you know, 18,000 marriages are legal and the rest of them aren't.
Right.
So, Californians, if you don't know it already, your vote didn't mean a darn thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
You established a constitutional amendment to disallow marriages between same-sex, marriages of the same sexes. And now the court has basically made your vote void. They do want it both ways, Kate. And I don't know how it's going to work. We have no civility between parties anymore.
Nope. And that is a huge problem because it's just like in your neighborhood. You could have somebody who was a lifelong Democrat, a lifelong Republican, but they were still, by golly, they'd go to the bar and they could throw darts and talk about what happened on Sunday at the game along with politics. But now in Washington, it's so vicious and there's no bipartisan cooperation. It's just, okay, it's our turn and we're going to undo whatever it is you did and we're going to blame you for everything. And this, it's ridiculous how much we're seeing it. I'm stunned at how thin-skinned the Obama administration is, honestly.
Well, they're not. They're supposed to be transparent, and they're not. We've had I think it was in Georgia. You may have noticed that story today where Attorney General Holder said, you can't ask anybody for any identification to vote. Now, what kind of crap is that?
Right.
I mean,
course,
I don't know.
Then anybody could vote. They could vote over and over again on different roles, and they could have made up names, and that's ridiculous. Because then, what do we live in, a banana republic and our voting and how we vote? I agree, it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
It makes absolutely no sense. It was good to hear from you. Keep listening and call us again.
I've had my say.
All right, thank you. And I agree with you, and that's why I said that you can't have it both ways. It's one or the other, and that's the problem. There's this constant inconsistency, which I'm surprised by it based on what we saw leading into the election, leading outside of the election, etc. Boy, that's why you'll hear me say on the air, well, let's see where this is. I'm serious. I chart it. I have a notebook at home and I write down some of the things that are said so that I can come back and say, well, remember when this was said, and it never equals the same thing. It's like they're talking out of both sides of their mouth. Now, there are a lot of politicians that do that on both sides of the aisle. But for an administration that says they want to be so transparent, they're anything but transparent. Here's an interesting thing that kind of went under the radar today, I think, for a lot of people. But did you know that Oakland is set to become the third U.S. city to issue identification cards to all the residents, including illegal aliens? Now, the city council approved it on Tuesday, but they're not going to start. It won't start until council members approve a plan for how they're going to do it. You know, in other words, geez, they're going to figure out how they're going to implement it. So the intent is to help anyone who might have trouble getting a state-issued ID. Now, New Haven, Connecticut has a similar program. San Francisco started issuing the cards in January, and that happened because a judge tossed out a lawsuit alleging that the program aids and abets illegal immigration. Yeah. So, strike up another one for people who are in the country illegally. This is good for somebody that falls into that category. So now you have Connecticut, San Francisco, and Oakland that would fall into that category. And highly controversial, but kind of buried in the mix of everything else that's going on. And I guess that's why, because I'm surprised there's not more of an outcry for that. You know, it's infuriating to me because I think of all the times, think about this, when you've applied for jobs and I practically have to give blood. And this isn't broadcasting, so I can imagine it's worse for everybody else, where you have to copy 10 million forms of ID and, oh, they can't be faxed, and you must have the Social Security card and everything else. And I think It's like when I'm waiting in line for Bank of America, people come in, they have no identification, and they ask me for like three forms of it. I'm thinking, what is the deal here with that? Now, having this ID card will allow things like the bank account, will allow other things to happen. So, once again, aiding and abetting illegals in the United States who are draining us of our resources. And I know I'm going to get an avalanche of nasty email. I don't care. Bring it on. AmericaTonight.net. Because I'm not against immigration. My family immigrated from Ireland. And many of you have a similar story from wherever it is. And I've met fabulous people who have legally immigrated from South America, from Sweden, from Europe, from all kinds of places. But it's ridiculous how far we keep bending over backwards. And see, here's a great example. Look what's happening in California. All right, everybody's feeling the recession and, of course, what happened in wake of the Madoffs and the bailouts and all that, you know, all that stuff. But California was starting to feel the pinch already because of the hospitals that were just burdened beyond belief with illegals. The system was cracking, not 100% because of that, but in a lot of ways because of that. It just added to the woes. I mean, this state is running out of money. By this time next week when we're on there, they're probably out of money. California needs a bailout. And tell me, it's a border state. California, Texas, Arizona, Florida, etc., down the line. So now, what are the other states going to approve ID cards for people who live there? Oof. It's craziness, I tell you. But it's up to the individual city councils, I guess. Like I said, they're going to implement it. So for people who can't get identification, because you need identification for things, so that would give them one from the state. Meaning, if you're in the country illegally, you want to get a driver's license, you want to get a bank account, you want to do all those things, you'll be able to do that now with this card. And I know the people in Connecticut were pretty furious about it when that started, and I still don't know how well that goes over in those parts, but I can tell you I am definitely, definitely not a fan. Hey, you can shoot me an email. I know I say this over and over again, but I keep getting asked questions about it, so until we all get familiar with it, if you have a question, concern, whatever, you want to agree with me or nail me for something I said, that's cool. AmericaTonight.net. AmericaTonight.net.
Looks like you've been missing a lot of work lately.
I wouldn't say I've been missing it, Bob.